Hey, are you someone getting up in years and you've let your dreams die? Let's think about that for a second. You're listening to 100 Huntley Street Podcast with Mark Masri and Lara Watson. And today, Lara, we're going to be talking about the power of a dream.
That's right. We're going to be talking with, I'm going to be talking with Bob Goff on his new book, Dream Big. And, you know, it begs the question, Mark, a great question for you and all of our listeners. What did you dream about being when you were a kid?
You know what? Honestly, I know a lot of people would think, oh, well, he must have been dreaming of the stage, of some, you know, incredible achievement in the music world because he was musically gifted at a young age. But I actually had dreams of being like this amazing world-class like neurosurgeon or cardiovascular surgeon or something, the cardiac surgeon. And yeah, and those were my dreams. Like I just wanted to be in, I wanted to hear Dr. Masri being paged over the hospital PA.
Okay, we'll have to do that in the, in the studio.
I know, it's crazy, right? How about you?
I love it. I love that you had that dream. And it makes sense to me because you are a man of science. I always notice that. So that's very interesting. It must be a passion. Well, when I was younger, I dreamed of being a marine biologist, right? Because cool. I just love dolphins. It came down to one animal.
you were gonna focus on dolphins.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I love nature. And that love of nature still stays with me to this day. You know, as a child, I often spent a lot of time outdoors dreaming up stories. And I think storytelling is actually a big part of what I do today. So we see all the connections. But it is so easy to let our dreams fall to the wayside, put them aside because of the pressures of life, you know, whether that's we're raising a family or we have financial obligations, as well as just the sense that we have to be realistic. You know, sometimes when we want to go study something we love, we hear that rhetoric around us, do something that makes a living. That doesn't make a living. So we think studying the arts or, you know, studying pottery, whatever it might be, we think it's not going to be enough. But it's always enough if it's the dream God's put in our heart.
That's right. To be the idealist or the realist, right? That's right. The big question, especially when you start adulting. Right? You know, to your point, we were talking about this before the show. You know, do I take art classes? Should I take music classes? Should I take fill in the blank classes? No, I can't really earn a living doing that. And yet there's also this idealistic perspective that says, do what you love.
Yeah.
And you'll never work a day in your life.
Oh,
have you ever heard that before?
I have, and I love that saying.
Right.
And I think it's really true.
It is true, and it's finding that balance. And I think sometimes it takes us a bit of time to figure out that balance because we can actually do a couple of things at the same time. We can have those things that are just especially close to us and we're very passionate about. And we can also have other things that we have to do just to make sure that the mortgage is covered. And there's a way that those two things can work together. And I mean, I think it's realizing that you don't have to let your dream die altogether. I think that's the point of your conversation with Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Although we haven't heard it yet. But I've got a sense, knowing Bob Goff,
yep,
that's probably his perspective or a bit of his perspective.
It certainly is. And, you know, we can dream big. And I think we can dream big with a big God that, you know, when he's put these desires in our hearts and there are things that we're passionate about and we love, they don't have to fall to the wayside. But that's a process of opening up our hearts again to dream big. And that's what I love about this conversation with Bob Goff, because that's what he helps us do.
Yeah, let's go to that now.
How do we rediscover our dreams so that we can live life to the fullest and make a lasting impact in the world? Bob Goff is a celebrated author, an influencer, and a philanthropist. And he's here to speak with us today about how we can realize our dreams and really make a big difference in the world around us. Thank you so much for being here today, Bob. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a million. I'm just so glad to be with you. And interestingly, one of the things we need to do with our dreams is to wake up to them. You actually, instead of having a dream, like they say that, you know, if you're asleep and you have a dream that you're falling, it means this. And if you're on a balloon, it means that. I'm not as interested in that. I just want to know, what are you going to do about what you've decided you want to do? And part of this is just figuring out an ambition. It's answering the question Jesus asked every blind guy he met. What do you want? And if you want a convertible Porsche, get it out there. You're not going to get one, but just get it out there. Don't say you want world peace. Just say, I want a Porsche. But one of the things that I think we would do is that if faith is important to you and you're listening, that if you want more Jesus in your life, then I would tap into some of the things. I would wake up with some of the nudges that you've received, some of these ambitions that you had.
You know, your latest book coming out, June 2020, it's out. And what does it mean to dream big in the context of an individual and their relationship with God? What does that mean to
you? Yeah, a lot of us, I'm just about 7.5 billion of us, just got our ears boxed big time. We had a pandemic. We're all wounded and figuring out, what does this mean? We've lost loved ones. We've had some setbacks. And so what I want to do is get back to saying, what are some of the dreams that you had? How about before? How about long before the recent events? How about, what were you dreaming about when you were 8 years old? What were some of the things, the ambitions that you had? And if we can return to that, there's actually a reason. It was Jesus was with us, all of his disciples. They were trying to get the kids in a line. And he said, that actually isn't helping me. Just let the kids come. And he took a kid and he said, I'll tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like a child, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. And I don't know if there's more to it than the sinner's prayer. I think it's a childlike faith, not childish, because a lot of the men I know are childish. I'm saying childlike. And when you were childlike, you were dreaming. You had some ambitions. You had some things. You just saw yourself. And some people wanted to be, you know, go to the moon, and other people wanted to go to a hospital, and other people. But I would just tap back into some of that as some of the evidence that God may have left behind about how you were knit to interact. And then all the worries and all the distractions in your life, all the setbacks that you had, kind of got you off the scent. And I want to return to that. That's what the book's about.
Oh, I love that. So meaningful. One of the quotes from your book that I loved was, the next version of you is the one who will accomplish what previous versions couldn't. And just to what you're saying, like, it's never too late to dream. For those viewers watching right now, it's never too late to dream, is it?
Yeah, and we're new creations from everything I've been reading. And I've spent 61 long years being old Bob, but I woke up this morning, guess what? New Bob. It turns out new Bob's lousy at a couple things that he used to be lousy at, and he's good at a couple things he used to be good at. But I've been trying to say, okay, with new Bob, what am I going to do? Like, and if you can just say, get back to, what do you want? It's just Jesus with the blind guy. What do you want? Figure out what you want, and then decide what you're going to do about what you want. And so some people, I've just been gazing at it from afar. It said that's what the disciples did in Luke 17. They were watching Jesus from afar. They didn't know what the heck to think about that. And I want to draw a little nearer. I want to just say, what is it that God has uniquely placed in your heart, in mine, media for you? I wanted to be a grandpa in the worst way. And then just like one thing after another happened, and now I'm a grandpa. So now I want to be an awesome grandpa. I want to like lead the kids on adventures and all kinds of the right kind of mischief. And I want to love my neighbors. I want to do some of that stuff that Jesus talked about. You don't need to go across an ocean to do that. You can go across the street. And that would be an example of a dream that doesn't have to do with flying to the moon. It involves like literally the person right across the street from me. And if you're listening, you got neighbors too.
That's amazing. I love it. You know, dreams are, they're bigger dreams, they're smaller dreams, daily dreams, dreams that keep evolving out of our hearts and, you know, the journey we're taking with God. I think it's so inspiring. Sometimes we can't hear our own voices. You in your book mentioned three sort of focuses that we need to have to be able to connect with our dreams. One of them is to, you know, remember who you are, where you are, and what
do you want?
What do you want?
Yeah, and I learned that actually up in Canada, flying Beaver seaplanes. And I love that you guys know how to make seaplanes and Macintosh toffee. Awesome. But one of the things that I learned in talking to the control tower, they were like so fast, and I never know what they're saying. So somebody slowed it down for me, and they just say, when you get on the radio, just say, who are you? Where are you? And what do you want? I could say, November 9 x-ray, and I'm at Morrison Bluffs, so I want to land at Vancouver. That's who am I? Where am I? What do I want? And what if you do that in your marriage? What if you say, who am I? I'm not just the husband. I'm not just the father. This is the man that I want to be. If you're in a relationship, you could say, this is the woman that I want to be in this relationship. And then where am I? It was the first awkward conversation God had with Adam and Eve after they got, like, it went really wonky. And God said, where are you? Right? I don't think Jesus was confused at that time he was walking in the garden. I think he wants to know right now, where are you? I'm lonely. I'm sad. I'm confused. I'm happy. I'm whatever, but just get super real with that. Don't talk about where you wish you were. That's what Ananias and Sapphira did. What I would say is talk about where you actually are. I don't care what your faith looks like. God cares what it is. Just say, man, I'm feeling far away. And if that's you and you're listening, get real with Jesus about that. And then say, what do you want? And I think that if we can figure out those questions, these aren't steps to get to Jesus. They're more like handicapped ramps. They're just like on-ramps to get to him. And he's always waiting for us. He is wherever we are. What he wants is authenticity and for us to get real.
I love how you pointed out in your book as well that brokenness is so key to God being able to use us, and failure is a huge part of our movement forward, actually. Can you speak to those themes? Because a lot of us feel maybe we've messed up or we, right? Like, how do we get back on that horse? But it's actually incredibly key to where we can go with God is by
doing that. I'm actually a professor in failure. Isn't that crazy? I'm not just saying that. I teach at Pepperdine Law School. Could you imagine me teaching at a top tier law school? Like, everybody passes the bar. But I also teach at San Quentin Penitentiary. And I teach the same class at both places. I tell my students at Pepperdine, don't end up at my other class. But it's a class on failure. And to say, what went wrong? And can we figure out how we could retrace the steps? And to say, what are you going to do when it happens? Because it's going to happen. So instead of getting the pom-poms out and talk about, you know, big win or, you know, have jerseys that say Team Jesus on it, what if we just get really authentic? And what I found is that the people that are comfortable don't need Jesus. People that are desperate need Jesus. And so for me, new Bob, I'm trying to become more desperate. And desperation means identifying that I actually, where I am, is in desperate need of a Savior.
So, you know, your book is not really a self-help book. It's a self-discovery book. It's a totally different kind of book, Dream Big, because it's helping you discover God's call in your life. And just for those who are watching that may not be connected to God yet and maybe wondering about Jesus, what's the difference God can make in those dreams coming to pass in your life?
Yeah, well, the thing, faith is a big deal for me, but as you said, it's not for everybody. And I just hope that if you're watching and faith hasn't been an important thing for you, that you just won't feel pressured or like that you're somehow on the outside looking in. And grace draws a circle around everybody. I don't care who you are, what you've done. I've got a lot of people in my class that have stumbled along the way. And Jesus just loves us all equally. And that won't be something that somebody could talk you into. But it was actually, it was Matthew 17. And Jesus said to all of his buddies, he said, like, so who does everybody say I am anyway? And somebody said, a great teacher. And he said, like, yeah, actually. And then he said, a great prophet. And he's all of that. But then Simon Peter says, you're God. And Jesus said two things. The first thing he said, don't tell anybody, which just blows the minds for all the evangelicals. But he said, flesh and blood doesn't reveal that to you, but his spirit does. And so my belief is that if you're wondering about who Jesus is, whether you're wondering or you've been hanging out with him for 15 minutes or 15 years, that his spirit would let us know who he is in our life right now.
I know for me personally, yeah, just having a connection to God has completely revolutionized my life. But you're right, it's not something we can convince people of. But it's a possibility for people that might be feeling hopeless or unsure of what the next step could be in their day-to-day.
And I just want everybody to know that they're invited. Then when they get there, that they're actually welcomed. Because I've gotten invited a couple places where actually when I arrived, I didn't feel very welcome. Has that ever happened to you? They're like, we're so glad you're here. So what I want to do is let people know not only you're invited by Jesus, but you're welcomed by him. And that makes all the difference. You're like, oh, wow, this place is actually for me.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Bob. Your book, Dream Big, it's going to help us dream big. And this conversation has as well. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks a million. Blessings on you guys.
What a great conversation with Bob Goff. I'm not surprised, though, because he is just one of those personalities. He is so infectious. He, or maybe infectious isn't the right word, Laura, but he just draws you in and just talks about, you know, becoming like a child, you know, and God really wanting us to be our authentic, real selves. Like, pow. I mean, if that doesn't tell you we're supposed to be pursuing our dreams that God's planted in us, then I don't know what does.
Oh, I know. And you know, I just love that conversation with him. There was this point where he said, what did you want to do when you were 8 years old? And I felt like he was looking at me.
Come on, tell me.
I was like, oh, yes. Am I doing it? Am I not doing it? What am I doing? But you know, it's an amazing, you know, perspective that he has. It is quite childlike. It's beautiful. It's full of faith. And it is actually what God wants us to have, this childlike faith. As we journey through life, as we say, you know what, God, what's next for me? What are you calling me to do? What were you always calling me to do? But maybe I let that fall to the wayside. You know, I think God really wants us to have authenticity in our directions and in our decisions and in the things we do.
Yeah, and I think that one of the biggest things that holds us back is the fear of failure.
Oh, my.
What if this falls flat on its face? What if everyone, I mean, people are going to look at me trying to take this project on or fill in the blank, whatever it is your dream looks like, and I fail, or it doesn't turn out the way I'm telling people I hope it turns out. You know, those are the kinds of things that hold me back, at least. I don't know about you.
No, just you. No, not me. I'm not afraid of failure. No, yes, I think that is what held me back at many points in my life. Yeah. I look back. You know, and that's some advice I'd love to give to my younger self. Don't be afraid of failing. Mm-hmm. You know, I love what Bob Goff does, right? He calls himself a professor in failure.
That is awesome. And I think I wrote the textbook to that, that course.
Yeah, he's got a lot of sample stories from my life in that course. He's so cool because, you know, his background is he was a lawyer. So he teaches now in law school. He teaches on the power of failure. He also teaches in big penitentiaries like San Quentin. So he helps prisoners understand that out of failure, new beginnings can come. And the power of failure is what can actually propel us forward.
What an outreach. And here's an interesting thing about Bob Goff. If you buy one of his books, his personal cell phone is in there.
Isn't that
his number? Like, he will pick up the phone. I have not actually personally had dinner with Bob Goff, but I've heard from people that have. You can be with him somewhere and his phone will ring and he has no idea who it is. And he'll pick up the phone and he'll just have a quick moment of encouragement with a complete stranger that's called him out of his book. Obviously, he has to schedule times when he can answer those calls. But he's a guy that practices what he preaches. And I have a feeling that he's living the life that he dreamed he wanted to live as a young kid.
Oh, my goodness.
Just being accessible to people, helping people, pouring life into people, helping them dream again. And the other important thing about the conversation with him is he wants to drive home the point, it's never too late. We said off the top, are you someone getting on in life and you feel like you haven't lived out your dreams? It's never too late.
That's right. And you could be getting on in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 80s. The reality is that at any point we can actually say, well, how have I turned this way so far away from the very thing I love doing? And, you know, we can say, take stock and say, you know, God, help me walk through this journey of rediscovering those dreams you put in my heart and going towards them in creative and interesting ways. It may not be like what we thought, right? So, you know, as I said, when I was younger, I wanted to be a storyteller at certain points. And I love storytelling, but I didn't know it was going to come out in the way we work. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know,
That's cool.
Could I have been writing children's books or whatever it could be? So whatever we're called to do will, you know, evolve out of us. We just want to encourage you that when you're connected with God, that actually really happens at a great, beautiful rate in ways you don't expect. And we have prayer partners standing by. You might be sitting right now listening to us or working out or driving, whatever you might be doing and thinking, I did have some dreams. Or maybe you're thinking, I can't quite tell what those dreams were, but I'm not satisfied. You know, we want to encourage you to give our prayer partners a call because they just want to sit there, listen to you, encourage you, share God's love with you, and share some words of hope to help you uncover those dreams or put them into practice. Get going on them. So give us a call at 1-866-273-4444. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So tonight, in the middle of the night, if you're like, my dreams, I really want to pursue them. God, are you there? Give our prayer partners a call.
Yes, they are there for you. They are some of the most amazing people on the planet. And maybe someone needs to hear right now that it's okay to dream again. Someone told you to stop dreaming. You need to know today, God wants you to dream again. He has planted those desires and dreams inside of you. He created you. If they feel like they're at the very core of who you are, at your DNA, it's because they are. God placed those dreams and desires there. So embrace them, take a hold of them, and don't be afraid to call those prayer lines. We are there for you day or night, and those people would love to encourage you on your dream journey.
That's right. Well, we're so thankful to be on this journey with you as you're tuning in right now. And you know, you've been listening to the 100 Huntley Street podcast with Laura Watson and Mark Masery. Don't forget to dream big.
Bye for now.
Thank you for your ongoing support of Crossroads, a supporter-funded nonprofit organization and member of the Canadian Center of Christian Charities. Thanks to faithful people like you, we are able to continue producing 100 Huntley Street. You can write to Crossroads, P.O. Box 5100, Burlington, Ontario, L7R4M2, or visit crossroads.ca to learn more about our programs.